Scott with SJWelfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 468. The digital enslavement news psyops are so out of control. We're going to unlock the agenda of some fast-moving stories. And the first story I want to cover is out of Australia. For those of you who have not seen it, Australia's social media ban for children takes effect. The measure, which affects anyone under 16, is one of the most sweeping efforts in the world to safeguard, get that word, safeguard young people from the potential harms of the platforms. Folks, they don't care about your kids. This reminds me of how we played Israel going after TikTok because they were losing the battle for kids. Israel just had 1,000 pastors that they've talked about. We need to make sure that we indoctrinate the kids about our mission and how Israel's biblical. I think Israel's biblical, but I think it's the woman of the book of Revelation. We've discussed that on multiple studies, but you need to think about this. Australians under 16, so 15 and under, cannot be on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. So it's control. It's control. It's indoctrination of the youth. It's controlling the message with artificial intelligence and also the school system. These kids do not get their news on TV. They're not getting programmed there. They're listening to content creators. But it's worse than that. The bigger picture of all of this, as we've talked about multiple times, is they're moving for big tech to bring on this beast system. And there are four key platforms I want to highlight after researching this. Tech companies will verify kids' ages, and they're going to do this four ways. First is facial age estimation. This is AI-based biometrics. This is AI monitoring the net. This is destroying the Constitution and free speech. The second is government-issued ID verification. This is your biometrics. And again, feeds ID 2020 that will monitor you 24/7. Number three, behavior and account signal analysis. That's spy system. Again, AI monitoring you 24/7. And the last one I thought was a little wicked as well. Device or operating system level checks, monitor usage online, and then they talked about shutting off the kids. Now, part of me thinks this could backfire on them because kids have the attention span of a goldfish. It's probably worse. This was 7-8 years ago when I was deep into market research. This is going to make them snap, but hopefully they'll get in the Word of God, and hopefully these kids will start reading books and writing letters and not relying on big tech. Expect some nervous breakdowns, my friends. You ever go to dinner and see kids not being able to function without their cell phone? I saw a toddler crying because mom took away the cell phone. Maybe there's a blessing here, but at the end of the day, there's an objective. There's a psyop for this beast system to be built. And it gets more nefarious, I like to say. Would this happen in the United States? Under a child safety excuse, Congress is considering a national digital ID verification bill to force app stores to screen the age of users, gain support. We cannot stand by as children fall prey to big tech marketplace that profits for their exposure to online predators. Folks, they don't care about your kids. If they did, people would be going to jail that are pedophiles. You would see the Epstein files released. I'm not buying it because, again, they need to control the web. This was nothing short of the mark of the beast monitoring system. This fits perfectly that last VCast I did about Genesis mission. Everything is a counterfeit, my friends. Now, it gets more 1984. This is from CBS News. Tourists from 42 countries will have to submit 5 years of social media history to enter USA Inc., under the Trump plan. When will this be you if you're a good citizen? Because they're building the infrastructure to track everything. Everything. They're building the central bank digital currency model. But let's read a little bit of the article. The notice said, CBP plans to ask visa waiver travelers to share their social media history for the past 5 years, emails that they have used in the past 10 years, and the personal information of immediate family members, including phone numbers and residences. The submission of social media history from the last 5 years will be a mandatory requirement under the protocol, according to the notice. Folks, they already know all of this, but they're slow boiling you. Because when will you be labeled a traitor if you don't sign up for Noah Hyde laws? All of this is a slow boil. You can't tell me they don't know all this information already. Of course they do. This is just a way to get you acclimated to their monitoring system, monitoring of you 24/7, and it gets more weird. Apple's revolutionary patent, AirPods, for reading brain waves. This reminds me of the World Economic Forum office setting where they read your brain waves. And we've covered some of the patents. They will know your thoughts. Artificial intelligence will see you make a decision on your computer, and they'll be able to map how your brain fired to understand what your thought is. They know your feelings, your attitudes, and beliefs. This is nothing short of mind control and optogenetics. It's also pre-crime that we talked about with the World Economic Forum. Remember Klaus Schwab said, yeah, we'll map your brain as you go from country to country to see if you have any evil intent. This is nothing short of a game for them, or playbook, I should say.
And make you see the future and understand a wonderful future where we can use brainwaves to fight crime, be more productive, and find love. Let's roll. I'm the CEO of The Atlantic, and I will be your moderator today. We are going to have an incredible session. Star of the show is Nita Farahany. She is a futurist and legal ethicist at Duke. And she's so smart and so interesting. You're going to learn a ton. This is how it's going to work. We're going to watch a short video. She's going to come on stage and talk. And then we're going to do a little Q&A, questions from the audience. And that'll be a wrap. And you'll leave enlightened and excited. So first off, a video. It's going to make you see the future and understand a wonderful future where we can use brainwaves to fight crime, be more productive, and find love. Let's roll.
You're in the zone. Even you can't believe how productive you've been. Your memo is finished, your inbox is under control, and you're feeling sharper than you have in a decade. Sensing your joy, your playlist shifts to your favorite song, sending chills up your spine as the music begins to play. You glance at the program running in the background on your computer screen and notice a now familiar sight that appears whenever you're overloaded with pleasure. Your theta brainwave activity decreasing in the temporal regions of your brain. You mentally move the cursor to the left and scroll through your brain data over the past few hours. You can see your stress levels rising as the deadline to finish your memo approached, causing a peak in your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up, telling you to take a brain break. But what's that unusual change in your brain activity when you're asleep? It started earlier in the month. You send a text message to your doctor with a mental swipe of your cursor. Could you take a quick look at my brain data? Anything to worry about? Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter, which have earned you another performance bonus. You head home jamming to the music with your work-issued brain-sensing earbuds still in. When you arrive at work the next day, a somber cloud has fallen over the office. Along with emails, text messages, and GPS location data, The government has subpoenaed employees' brainwave data from the past year. They have compelling evidence that one of your coworkers has committed massive wire fraud. Now, they're looking for his co-conspirators. You discover they are looking for synchronized brain activity between your coworker and the people he has been working with. While you know you're innocent of any crime, you've been secretly working with him on a new startup venture. Shaking, you remove your earbuds.
What do you think? Is it a future you're ready for? You may be surprised to learn that it's a future that has already arrived. Everything in that video that you just saw is based on technology that is already here today. Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. You've heard a lot about AI over the past few years. Here at Davos, it's been the talk of the hour. But I want to talk about it in a different way, which is the ability to decode brainwave activity. After all, what you think, what you feel, it's all just data. Data that in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence.
And what's interesting, a bunch of states are passing or proposing laws where your brainwaves are yours, but what they should be passing is you cannot scan our brainwaves, that it's illegal to scan our brainwaves. So it's a smokescreen. It's a bunch of baloney. Not buying it, my friends. This is crazy. It feeds this beast system of being all-knowing. It feeds this beast system, this counterfeit AI little god that the Antichrist will hook up to, in my humble opinion, from that dream I had, I talk about often, where they will be able to know your thoughts, know your feelings, know your attitudes. They will be omnipresent light like God. Tower of Babel, one mind, one language. Can you see it? Now, this is where it gets even more nefarious, how this beast system is being set up so fast. And just to lay some groundwork, USA Inc. is bankrupt. We've done many VCast thereof. The corporation of USA Inc. is totally bankrupt. You need to think, as I play the Secretary of War, his comments of joining with Google. And you can't forget, many of these corporations, these tech companies, were created by DARPA to capture your data. But he's going to go on to say that every soldier will have access to Google artificial intelligence. Folks, that's you. Google owns and has over 90% of searches. So you have to think about all of these moving parts. Trump administration expands facial recognition while erasing oversight policy. TSA may charge passengers without real ID or passport. What we know. They're moving us in to this digital ID framework. And then we have troops on the streets, the destruction of Posse Comitatus, Palantir and the Big Brother platform that we've covered often, Larry Ellison having AI reason against your private data, think Stargate. It just keeps on adding and adding and adding and adding and adding and adding up to our enslavement. It just reminds me of taking a ladder and making multiple steps to your final goal. And folks, they are close. As Trump said, we're going to fix this so good, Christians, you don't have to vote again. Let's play this. This is wild.
The future of American warfare is here, and it's spelled AI. As technologies advance, so do our adversaries. But here at the War Department, we are not sitting idly by. Under the leadership of President Trump, America will lead the charge on this technological transformation by revolutionizing the way we win. And that's why today we are unleashing GenAI.mil. This platform puts the world's most powerful frontier AI models, starting with Google Gemini, directly into the hands of every American warrior. At the click of a button, AI models on GenAI can be utilized to conduct deep research, format documents, and even analyze video or imagery at unprecedented speed. Building on the great work of Undersecretary Emil Michael and his team, we will continue to aggressively field the world's best technology to make our fighting force more lethal than ever before. And all of it is American-made. The possibilities with AI are endless. Now, let's get to work.
You need to think about troops on the street, and when those troops on the street are Elon's robots. I'm not kidding. That is where this is moving. It's right in front of you. And it gets more strange. The last podcast we did, we talked about Genesis Mission, Trump's executive AI order. Everything is a counterfeit. And you have to remember USA Inc. is bankrupt. So who do they have to go after? They have to go after your private property. They have to go after your money. That is why we're seeing central bank digital currencies. That is why we are seeing ID 2020 push. That's why we're seeing after Charlie Kirk in that event, they needed to monitor online for hate speech. That's coming from the right. All these are psyops or false flags or taking advantage of real events for an agenda. But let's read. This fits that last podcast perfectly. And this was under the Biden administration where they said, we only want a handful, maybe three, artificial intelligent companies that the government runs. Wings of the same bird. There must be only one rule book if we are going to continue to lead in AI. This is from Trump, his post. We are beating all countries at this point in the race. But that won't last long if we're going to have 50 states, many of them bad actors. See, there's your fake right-left narrative involved in rules and the approval process. There can be no doubt about this. AI will be destroyed in its infancy. Not a bad thing. Personally, I think they've had AI for a long, long time. They had fax machines on Navy ships in the 50s. The public didn't get fax machines until the 80s. I will be doing a one rule executive order this week. You can't expect a company to get 50 approvals every time they want to do something. That will never work. And again, I go back to this. They're building one AI to rule the world. Think about DARPA creating many of these companies and Google's domination on searches. That's you. They loosen the facial recognition restrictions. We have Ring with Amazon now launching facial recognition. This is a poll in every city. We have Palantir squashing, shredding the Constitution all under the guise of the illegal aliens.
Number 8, we will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. For years, Congress has required biometric entry-exit visa tracking systems, but it has never been completed. The politicians are all talk, no action, never happens, never happens. Hillary Clinton, all talk. Unfortunately, when there is action, it's always the wrong decision. Do you ever notice?
Trump's first administration, we need this biometric surveillance ID. I'm going to call it a surveillance state for the illegal invasion. This is nothing short of order out of chaos. The left allows the borders to be open, and the right comes in with this digital enslavement system. Once you realize we're getting played on both sides, you'll be free from this nonsense. And never forget Larry Ellison again saying AI will reason against your private and public data, and that all of the world's most important private data sits on an Oracle database. They house these things. It is moving so fast. Now, just a narrative that's going to play into this. U.S. seizes oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, escalating tensions. This reminds me of when we stole Syria's oil fields during Trump's first administration. We're pirates. But we have covered the Venezuelan president, how he spoke out against what's happening in Gaza. So he's got to go. For multiple years, this is according to Pam Bondi, for multiple years, the oil tanker has been sanctioned by the United States due to its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations like Hamas that Israel created. Not buying this narrative, but what this narrative does is it will probably activate terror cells here in the United States that we've talked about are here. They know where they are. After they strike, there'll be a poll in every city to keep you safe, of course. Nothing short of a false flag. Watch it happen. And I'm talking unprecedented. And they need global chaos. They need war for their 10-king map. Satanists are trying to bring on the SEALs. I mean, it's so evident, my friends. But I'm not buying taking oil tankers. This is a script. These are all actors, even on the global scale. Now I want to switch gears to As the Days of Noah. This hit my newsfeed. It's an old story from 2002, but for some reason, Yahoo is pushing it now. This is from Science Alert. Is the Y chromosome vanishing? A new sex gene may be the future of men. In 2002, evolutionary biologist Jenny Graves shared a controversial calculation. The human Y chromosome, she wrote 2 years later in a commentary, is running out of time. They're getting rid of men. The male-determining sex chromosome has lost 97% of its ancestral genes in the last 300 million years. I find that funny. If that rate continues, Graves calculated, it could vanish in several million more. The doomed fate of the Y chromosome quickly took the media by storm, in many cases without the nuance Graves had intended. This just reminds me of the atrazine agenda, the control birth agenda, the sperm count being down. And it reminds me of As the Days of Noah and End of Days Sign, of this DNA manipulation that we always talk about. That's their goal. Their goal is to turn us all into Baphomet. This transgender, transhumanism agenda. But I found that fascinating. I just saw a video of a guy that said, the oldest shipwreck we've found is 6,000 years old. Isn't that interesting? Not buying this 300 million years, but in any event, it just shows the agenda. Now, I like to end with scripture as things move so fast. Personally, I think we're going to be tested to make us stronger Christians. James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, tomorrow basically, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. Fear him that can kill you and take your soul, not him that can kill you. We need the Holy Ghost just infested in us, Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we live and move and have our being. That's powerful to me. And lastly, I always like to say this, be a light in this dark world. Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be a light, my friends. There's so many testimonies of people in harrowing situations, threatening to be raped, and somebody's saying, well, can I pray for you first? Can I feed you first? And then the event didn't happen. Somebody was being robbed and said, well, can I... I'll give you my money. You don't have to do this, but let me take you for some coffee. Just wild Christian moves, not fearing their lives. It fascinated me because I don't know if I'd react that way. I would be tribal in nature. They're lessons for all of us, my friends. God bless.